Universal pre-K education was a campaign promise of Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney. The mayor's commission on universal pre-K emphasized the importance of early childhood education during a hearing that's continuing through this evening in Philadelphia City Council chambers. WHYY's Tom McDonald checked in early and offers this report.
Kate Shaw of the group Research for Action says the facts are very clear about universal pre-K.
An extensive body of research in education, developmental psychology, neuroscience, medicine, and economics shows that quality early childhood education programs produce better education, health, economic, and social outcomes for children, families, and the nation.
Fatima Rogers is principal at Charles W. Henry Elementary School in West Mount Airy. She says students with a good preschool education are better prepared when they arrive at her doorstep.
The students who have attended pre-kindergarten have an easier transition to kindergarten. The students are less stressed, and they don't typically exhibit separation anxiety, causing them to be sent to the counselor or other staff.
Jerry Jordan, who heads up the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers, says pre-K requires a steady stream of dedicated funding.
To maintain any sort of quality education program, there must be adequate and sustainable funding. The Commission's report rightly recommends pursuing a funding mix that blends state, local, private, and federal sources.
Allison Acevedo, Director of Education at United Way, says the process will not happen overnight, nor will it be cheap.
For our Success by Six program, it costs $30,000 for one child care center for 18 months.
Studies also show a higher graduation rate and decreased crime and delinquency rates among children who have attended pre-K. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.